delicious. No, this. They are shoes of Superman. I'm a shooting bullet. A powerful vanilla. It's only 4 inches at a single bound. Look up in the sky. The bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. It's Superman. Don't you? That super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pet. Well, it looks like Jimmy Olsen cut out some real trouble for Superman when he unwittingly aroused the suspicions of the dangerous Nazi engine. We'll know how they fare in a moment, but right now, Jack and John are deep in conversation. Let's listen.
That was a swell story you told us yesterday about making a test flight in a T-47. It must have been plenty exciting.
Oh, it certainly was. That flight gave me a pretty good idea of some of the things our pilots go through.
Oh, hey, Mr. King, do you know any pilots that personally I mean?
Well, not around here, I'm afraid. Most of those fellows don't stay put in this country very long once they've gotten their commission. Why do you ask?
Well, you see, I've always wanted to be a pilot.
That's why I'm collecting as many of those Mickey Pet model planes as I can, so as I can learn about all types of planes. And I thought if you knew a pilot, well, I'd sort of like to talk to him.
Well, Jack, I think I can help you out there. You know where the USA Club is here in down there.
Oh, sure. It's right on the corner of Main Street now.
Well, I'm going down there next week to help in the canteen, and I think I can fix it so you can come along.
Oh, boy. Hey, that's well. Thanks a lot. Gee, I can hardly wait till next week.
Well, Danny, it looks as though Jack's going to hear plenty of exciting stories about planes before he's through. And if I know Jack, he's going to collect just as many of those nifty top model planes as he possibly can. And that reminds me, how are you coming with your own collection? Remember, there are two kinds of sizes you get in the Kellogg's Pet packages now. In some packages, there's a marble plane all ready to cut out and put together. And in others, there's a hot iron transfer of one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. And in every Pet package, gang, you get lots of those extra crisp, golden, delicious whole wheat cakes. Gang, keep on making Pet your own special breakfast. Keep on collecting those nifty prizes. And remember the name Pet. P-E-T. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battlefield.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
In an effort to determine the nature of a new secret German weapon, deadlier than anything yet to come out of this war, young Jimmy Olsen and Superman and his guys at Clark Kent are posing as Nazi sympathizers. Yesterday, as you remember, they were taken to the basement hideout of a spy ring by a man named Adams, an American painter in the employ of the Nazis. Kent had agreed to sell the spy ring some information concerning the mass flight of 1,000 B-17 bombers to Italy. All went well for a while. Then Kent, his patient head swathed in bandages in order to avoid being recognized, was discussing the matter with Walter Kleinsmith, assistant to the spy ring leader, Baron Trunk. When, suddenly, Kleinsmith turned to Jimmy and asked whether he, too, would like to see Hitler rule the world. Forgetting for a moment the role he was supposed to be playing, Jimmy blurted,
"Hitler? There's only one way I'd like to see Hitler. Dead."
That was Jimmy's sudden patriotic outburst. Kent turned pale under his bandages. Adams, the traitor, stared in amazement. Kleinsmith stiffened in his chair. And behind the secret war panel, where he had been hearing and watching everything, Baron Trunk reached into his jacket and removed a small, pearl-handled revolver. There was a moment of deadly silence. Then Kleinsmith, staring fixedly at Jimmy, asked,
"What did you say?"
"Oh, it was just a joke. You really didn't mean it, isn't that right, Jim?"
Yeah, sure.
"Then that's not joke about the theater."
What?
"You're
quite right, last night."
Sliding the wall panel back, Baron Kent, his revolver leveled at Kent and Jimmy, pressing into the room.
"Yes, you're quite right. One does not joke about the theater. He's one which is to live.
But I tell you, he didn't mean it."
"Silence! Let him speak for himself. What is your name?"
"Who, me?"
"Who else am I addressing? Your name?"
"His name's Smith, Jimmy Smith."
"For the last time, I tell you, let him speak for himself. You understand?" "What is your name?"
"Jimmy Smith."
"It's lying, everyone. I'll be the judge of that. Here, Adams."
"Yes?"
"Come here. Where did you meet these two men?"
"At the airport."
"They work here. What kind of work do they do?"
"I don't know. I was pilot in the plane when they come over and asked if they could help."
"You were sent over by the boss."
"Nobody's asking you." "Continue, Adam."
"I said okay and told him what to do. And I heard him talking about them B-17. The one with his head bandaged said he knew when the bombers were taken off and what route they were flying.
How did you get the information?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yes, to you, you stupid fool. That is along the time of the pass in the roof.
I overheard a colonel telling someone.
You're lying. Thunder's not over. Yeah, military information like that.
This was an accident.
It was an accident. Very serious accident, as far as you're concerned. Frankly, Caradon, there's no doubt in my mind he saw him talk to us. But he did not come here to sell us military information.
How did you get that idea? You saw us money and we'll talk, won't we, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Well, he talked too much for your own good. Frankly,
sir.
I will go stand with this mistaken head. I want to see something.
Wait a minute. This can't be right. The doctor put those bandages on.
I'm not interested in who put them on. Frankly, take them off. I strongly suspect they're being used to hide his identity.
Well, out of your mind. I got into a fight. My face was all banged up, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, that's right.
One lies, the other swears to it. Oh, my friend, I have an amazing memory for voices. Somewhere, I've heard your voice before.
Familiar. You're thinking of someone else.
You'll see. I'll move it back to the side. Don't be afraid of him. Hey, wait, sir. Talk to the telephone first.
Hello?
Hello?
Who? One moment.
Who is it?
Alphonse.
We have something important to tell you.
Yeah, take this revolver.
As hard as I move, shoot.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah?
A U-boat lying in wait for the armada of unarmed flying fortresses. In just a minute, we'll return to see what happens. But first, John wants to tell us about a special treat that's always available. Go ahead, John.
You know, young lady, some of the things you and I have found out are rationed these days. But there's one special treat that isn't rationed. Golden Delicious Kellogg's Pep. And believe me, that's something every one of us is mighty grateful for. Because those crisp, crunchy, whole wheat flakes are such doggone good eating that it doesn't seem as though you could get along without them. Jane, be sure your mother gets you a package of 12-18 cups when she goes to the store tomorrow. See which prize you find inside the package. The model train or the hot iron transfer of one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
Now, back to our story. Our series of things. The safety highlight of the Nazi firing led by Baron Kahn. Henry Guinea, now under suspicion, are forced to sit by as the Baron ordered his engine water transmit to contact the German U-boat at sea via short wave. Listen.
No answer yet, Herr Baron.
So you can call 3 and turning on 60 meters?
Yeah.
I'll try again.
Bravo.
Sir Ezra, you have no contact. Going to stand by for an important message.
Bravo.
Standing by.
The group.
We'll send this message in code. Ready?
Yeah.
1,000 American bombers have left Central Airport on non-stop flight to Italy. Ready?
Yeah.
Time of departure, approximately 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Best information we have is that flight will take very certain route. Suggest, however, you keep all routes covered. Best of luck in your use of new secret weapon to destroy these bombers.
Hi, Hitler.
Senator Tom.
Who's the president?
A woman.
1,000 American bombers have left Central Airport on non-stop flight to Italy. Time of departure approximately 8 o'clock. Best information we have is the flight with a great circle route. Suggest, however, that you keep all routes covered. Best of luck in your use of new secret weapon to destroy this bomber. I have Hitler signed Crown.
Send it all?
Yeah, send it.
Just a moment. I don't think you'd better send it.
Oh, you out of your mind? You sound as a chair before I lose control of myself. What right have you got to give me orders?
Same right any American has in dealing with Nazi foemen.
So, you admit it's time. You came here to speak up. The cop is in a trap.
You kid, he's not fool. You think about storm yesterday?
Sit down, I'm just as calm as your office party.
Careful.
Don't worry, Jimmy.
Sit down, I say.
Send a message. Keep away from that transmitter, Kleinschmidt. I'm warning you.
Find him!
You've tried my patience too far. This is the end. The end, do you hear me?
Raising his pearl-handled revolver, Baron Kranz leveled with a hot tense body, his face livid with rage, eyes gleaming like live coals. Once again, Kent is faced with the problem of how to make use of his Superman powers without revealing his double identity to him. How can he possibly stand? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you Monday through Friday by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.